I have Dr. Brian Seremugger here from the Professor at the University of Nottingham. Dr. Brian, were you surprised by the King's Fund research today?
Well, I must say I really wasn't, because looking at the research evidence that is out there, the highest quality evidence that you can ever get for a question is really obtained through what are called systematic reviews. And there has been a systematic review of the effects of financial incentives for on quality of care. And it did actually find there was little or no actual effect of financial incentives on their own on the effects of quality of care for patients. So I must say I wasn't really surprised by the results.
And why is that? Why is it not having an effect on performance?
Well, it's a bit of a mix of several things. It's about influencing behavior, and you have to remember that you cannot really guarantee that a financial incentive will alter behavior of doctors. If we work from the premise that doctors are attracted to the profession by an inherent need to actually be altruistic and help out patients.
Isn't it true that a very high proportion of GPs get this performance-related pay?
Well, that is right, but I don't really think we can put that in the hands of the GPs, because they did not actually set these indicators. They did not set the level at which payments were to be accrued in the performance program. So I don't really think that is the problem of the GPs. It's the problem of those who set the program.
But if 90% or more of GPs get this performance-related pay regardless of their performance, it can't have that big an influence on their work, can it?
Well, you wouldn't expect it to, really, because they don't really need to alter their behavior significantly in order to get the payment. So it shouldn't be a surprise, really.
So when I spoke to the BMA about this yesterday, they said that the money was less about trying to improve performance and was often just going to support GPs for vital staff that they need to give quality of care to their patients. And they said that if the money was taken away, then services would suffer. Do you agree with that?
I actually do agree with that, because there has been a study that has examined the effect of removing financial incentives on the quality of care in California and the USA, and it has actually found that the removal of financial incentives does actually lead to a reduction in quality of care. The reasons for this are not clear, but you might perhaps hypothesize that the removal of the financial incentives actually removes the focus away from those quality of care indicators, and as a result, the quality of care does suffer. So, yeah, I do agree with the BMA. It's probably not right to remove the incentives.
Is there any other way to make GPs perform better through pay as well? How else should we be changing the system?
Well, we have evidence of several other things that work that are not actually pay-related. We have systematic reviews that have been done by several people that actually show that interventions such as educational outreach programs that give GPs positive feedback to the quality of care they provide in a friendly and supportive way, and actually alter behavior and therefore the quality of care they give. So there are things that work, and that is just one of them. There are several others that do work. But you have to also remember that these are not a one-size-fits-all remedy to quality of care. They have to be implemented in an environment that is actually supportive and includes several other interventions at the same time. So one intervention on its own.
But it sounds like what you're saying is that GPs aren't really motivated by finance, so performance-related pay schemes won't incentivize better performance.
Well, the evidence tells us so, that financial incentives are not the be-all and end-all for quality of care and therefore behavior of GPs. That is not really the primary driver of the things that GPs do. At least that's what the research evidence we have tells us.
Thank you so much for your time. Dr. Brian, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, too.